The Palestinian Authority has arrested several people in connection with the roadside bombing in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday that killed three Americans. It was the first lethal attack on official U.S. citizens in the 3 years of the current intifada. Those detained are members of a shadowy organization called the Popular Resistance Committees, which is made up of militants from various Palestinian factions. Israel has dismissed the arrests as meaningless. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A team of FBI investigators today travels to Gaza to begin their investigation into the roadside bombing that killed three security guards and wounded another. Israeli Defense Minister Shaul Mofaz said that Israel will investigate the attack as if it were Israelis who were killed, and Israel will share all intelligence it gathers with the U.S. Palestinian officials also said they are determined to find out who was behind the attack. In an interview with the BBC, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat said he ordered all members of his National Security Council to make the investigation their top priority.
We gave the instruction for our high officers. Now there is a committee working. We stopped the meeting of the Security National Council, and we sent them, the majority of them, concerning this point to carry on who are behind it.
Palestinian security officials say the investigation is still in a preliminary stage. Over the past few days, at least seven Palestinians have been arrested in northern Gaza, although several were later released. In two cases, the detainees opened fire on Palestinian policemen, wounding at least five. The men arrested are from the militant Popular Resistance Committees. In phone calls to news agencies just after Wednesday's roadside bomb attack, the committees claimed responsibility. In a later statement, however, they said they had no involvement and were stunned by what they called the unjustified arrests. Palestinian journalist Mohammed Wahidi, who lives in Gaza, says the members of the committee are known as young, disaffected Palestinians from all Palestinian factions, including Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, the Popular Front, and Hamas. He said they operate only in Gaza, and many of the members are in their late teens and 20s.
They decided to gather themselves into one new body, or say, one new committee, call themselves the Resistance Committee. So they have no political aspects, no views, nothing, but they believe in one thing, which is military and militant struggle against Israel.
Matthew Gutman, a journalist who covers Palestinian affairs for the Jerusalem Post newspaper, says the group has claimed responsibility for attacks in Gaza that destroyed Israeli tanks.
They gained a measure of success and popularity when they destroyed about three Merkava tanks in the past 2.5 years. They're bomb experts. This is what they do, and they have some expertise in it. Whether or not they're involved, it remains to be seen. The facts are not out completely, even though the PA has gone after them. It could be that they were simply a convenient target.
Journalist Mohammed Wahidi says there is growing resentment of U.S. foreign policy in the region. However, he says, the U.S. diplomats whose convoy was attacked were well known in Gaza.
These American men used to come to Gaza every week. They could build a lot of friendship with a lot of people in Gaza. You know, they used to come here very peacefully to restaurants, to the beach, and to talk to a lot of different sectors of the Gazans.
Israeli authorities dismissed the arrests as a cosmetic gesture meant to placate the U.S. Also today, an Israeli army spokesman said the army had lifted restrictions on Palestinian traffic in the Gaza Strip after denying access to several key roads during the past few weeks. Palestinian witnesses said 2 out of 3 Israeli checkpoints had been removed. However, Palestinians, even those with Israeli permits, are still prohibited from entering Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.